NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got Oscar from Rackets in studio. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Very excited to have you here.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me in here.
So we're talking about the latest Rackets EP.
What is it called again? 16, zero minus some games, 16 faces. It's got a...
What does that mean?
I'll give you the full story. So Vince thought... We were like, because what happened was... I've just had a baby recently, and then Jeremy moved to Dunedin for a bit, so we were kind of like not really playing shows and stuff. But we had these three songs recorded with a guy called Darren Harkness, who was a new person. We've always recorded with Bob Frisbee, and we recorded with Darren, who's really awesome. And it just gave us a bit of a different way to do things. And it's not completely mastered and stuff. We had the songs there, and we're like, I don't know when we're going to be like all together again to play, so we might as well release something. I get this weird thing because we've released an album at least every year since we've been a band, which is like, I think, 6 or 7 years. So I was like, oh man, if we don't release something, I don't know, it's kind of weird. I'm just like, I kind of wanted to like, got to keep putting stuff out because the songs sound really cool. And then Vince said non-zero sum game, that means like win-win, I think. I'm not really too sure. It's just like a saying. I was like, oh yeah, cool. And then Jeremy was like 16 faces because there's 16 faces on the EP cover. And I was like, well, what about non-zero sum game, 16 faces, just to be diplomatic? Everyone was like, oh, yeah, sweet. And it's just like the longest name ever.
It's a very long
Sounds
name.
Sounds like a Panic at the Disco song or something stupid like that.
Non-zero sum game, 16 faces.
So win-win, 16 faces, essentially, if you go down to it. But, yeah, that's all good.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about Palm Springs, which is the first track on the EP.
I never really know what a song's really about, like, instead of, like, oh, this song's about this, but... Palm Springs, there is obviously the Palm Springs in America, but we get that name from, it's a thermal hot pool in Paraquai, which is using like natural thermals, and it's like across from Paraquai Hot Springs out in Helensville, but it's kind of a little bit more low-key and like kind of weird, and I remember we had a lot of times out there, some pretty hilarious times out there, and just, yeah, Palm Springs. So
does it get very hot?
It gets real hot. They got like some hot, but then sometimes like their nice pool, which is like all like rock pools and stuff, which should be hot, as like their coldest pool. So they like kind of switch it up hard out. And then like, so this really nice Korean family that owned it had always like really nice, easy, like classical guitar. And then like some like gang, like kind of like a gang maybe took it over. I'm not too sure.
Oh,
and it was just
okay.
Kind of a bit more heavy and stuff and like a different vibe. But we used to always go there. It's actually shut down now. Like someone drowned there.
Damn, because I was going to be like, oh, that sounds nice.
It's real, like, chill, like kind of like a Russian bath. It's like, you know, like just a couple of pools.
But someone died there.
Yeah, it
Fantastic
was pretty grim.
Story.
Oh, it was so grim, eh? But that song's not obviously about the death or anything like that. But it's a homage to West Auckland, which is one of my favourite places in the world.
West is best, as some might
Bethel's
say.
Bethel's Beach, represent.
Let's listen to Palm Springs by Rackets.
Thank you.
That was Palm Springs by Rackets. The second track on the three-song EP is Lizard High. What's that one about?
I won't really yarn on. It's about whatever people want to think it's about. But the song probably should have been called Getting Drunk on a Lizard High, which is what Jeremy thought I was singing in the chorus. And I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty funny line. But I was like, it wasn't actually the words I was singing. So I was like, I'll call it that. And then when we were just about to finalize, drop the EP, I was like, should we call it Getting Drunk on Lizard High, just Lizard High? And I was like, oh, Lizard High. But now, in retrospect, I'm like, fuck, I should have called it
Getting drunk.
Because Getting Drunk on Lizard High just sounds like, what is that even? I like the randomness of it. You're just like, oh. But yeah, the song's just about, I don't know. I really liked Vince McMahon played a real nice guitar riff. His like opening guitar line's real nice. So I got a lot of inspiration for the melody from that. And it's just, you know, the endless drag and, you know, life is how it is and shit. You know, just getting through. It's all good.
You should go on Urban Dictionary and write something for what a lizard high means.
Oh, I mean, a lizard high. The first thing I think about is just like doing mescaline sounds like a lizard high to me because it's kind of like that desert vibe to it, you know, like Mexico, like lizards.
Well, like, there you go.
Well, that's not, but you know, whatever. It is whatever you want to think it is.
True. Okay, let's listen to Lizard High by Rackets. Lizard High by Rackets from Non-Zero Sum Game 16 Faces. I was very close to saying Non-Zero Sum Gum 16 Faces.
Oh, fair enough. It's a total tongue twister. Eh?
It is. It's a great name.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's a bloody name at least. But yeah,
Let's move on to the third track, Ikitahuna.
So that's like that's the town in New Zealand that my mum comes from. Not really about that, but just kind of like a nice, it's a nice place, Ikitahuna. And it's kind of, you know, it's like a funny name. People, it's like 80 people there or something in the main town. I remember the gas station caught on fire a while back, and that was like the biggest thing that happened to Ikitahuna for ages.
Wow.
But it's a cool place. It's in the Manawatu, I believe. Should know that. But yeah, it's in the Manawatu.
Are you sure about
that? No, it's in the Wairarapa.
Oh!
I was wrong, but it's very close, close by. Yeah, it's in the Wairarapa. And it's nice sheep farming country. My parents, my mum was a sheep farming girl.
Have you ever done any
sheep? Any sheep farming? Yeah. Nah, I didn't. She was like the black sheep of the family, excuse the pun. And she became vegetarian and ran a retreat centre in West Auckland in the Waitakere Ranges.
Oh, cool.
So that's where I grew up. So we're not really part of the sheep farming side of the family. We're like obviously really tight with them, but she was like the one that was like went to India, became a hippie, met my dad, and like was vegetarian and does all the sort of yoga and you know all that carry. Like so quite different from rural sheep farming.
Yeah.
Wairarapa.
Wow, what a lie.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's listen to this. Thanks so much for coming in,
my
by the way.
Thanks for having us.
You've been wonderful. Always such a yarn, it seems.
I'm doing my best for a good yarn.
Cool, this is Ikitahuna.
Ikitahuna, yeah, you got it.
Bye, Rackets. Thanks, Oscar.
Yes, thank you very much, Jess.
Ikitahuna,
yeah.
I always stumble on that a little bit.
No, fair enough.
Well, what's next for Rackets?
Well, Jeremy's living in Paris for a bit, but you can only stay there for 3 months with a visa, so he should be back soon. And Vince is actually down in Napier at the like Art Deco festival.
Oh, fun.
With Grace for his girlfriend's birthday, which is pretty lush. And I just had a kid called Wolf. Wolfgang's his full name. So a big shout out to Demelza and Wolf. Thank you, Demelza, for being the best girl in the world. Love you to bits, both of you. But yes, I'm just dealing with fatherhood, which is pretty amazing, but also quite tiring.
So the future for Rackets is unclear.
Unclear. We got lots of songs and a few bits and pieces up our sleeves that we could release. We've still got some stuff that we're recording, and we've got lots of songs, but we want to do something a little bit different and change it up a bit, maybe do a little bit of a go somewhere and record an album and do something a bit different. So just wait and find out.
Yeah, I'm sure like everyone would want to hear more of Rackets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Aren't you in a new band right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I've got a new band with a few people called Water, and yeah, so hopefully that's going to go pretty good. Just trying that out, but it'll probably just be recordings releasing more than live shows at this stage, so we'll put something out in a few months maybe.
Cool.
But you yeah, limited time with the beautiful wee bugger, so can't do that too as much music as I'd like to, so we'll give a bit of time for that door to cool down and get back into it.
I'm sure when he grows up he'll be like, wow.
That's why my dad thing. No, I want to like do yeah. make some decent, real decent tunes so he can be proud of, you know, his dad.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's just an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, you've been super fun.
Big ups to Dan Kerr for sitting here. Dan's just in Thailand and was a monk for a while there, so big shout out to Dan. He's been...
Wow.
Much love for Dan. Sawadi for Dan. He's the man.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure.
So that was Long Player.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.